I don't know who that is in the machine shed, but he doesn't belong on this ranch.
I'm aware of that, Kitty, and that's why I need your help. Would you want me to go in there alone? Without backup or even a companion to give me moral support? He tapped his paw on the ground for a moment.
Yes, I think that would be all right.
What? He sprinted off into the darkness.
Good luck, Hanky.
Come back here, you little weasel! Pete! He was gone, and I was alone again. Now you know why we never hire cats. When the chips are down, the cats are gone. They're lazy, arrogant, selfish, cunning, and deceitful. Friendship means nothing to a cat. They'll love you and leave you, only they never loved you in the first place. A cat loves himself first, foremost, and forever, and the rest of the world can go to blazes. I was right back where I started, only I'd made a fool of myself by offering the scheming little fraud a great career opportunity. I should have known better. And I was tickled pink that he'd turn me down. No, I wasn't. I was scared silly, if you must know the truth. So scared that my legs felt like stalks of wilted celery. Could I go on with my lonely mission? Did I have the strength and courage to bust into the machine shed and engage a gangster monkey in hand-to-hand combat? I looked up at the dark sky and took several deep breaths of air. Only the distant stars understood the loneliness of being at the top, because they were at the top of everything. But there was one difference between me and the stars. All they had to do was twinkle. I had to perform. No amount of twinkling would get me off the hook if that little monkey hauled off all the ranch's tools. Slim could sleep in the bathtub. Drover could go on the sick list. Pete could be his usual slacker self. Me? I was head of ranch security. There was nothing left to say, nothing more to discuss. I turned my nose towards the west and began my lonely trudge up the hill. When I reached the gravel drive, I marched with long, determined strides to the big sliding double doors. I was very tempted to stop and think about what I was getting myself into, but I knew that if I ever stopped, I might never summon up the courage to finish the job. I didn't slow down or miss a step. I took aim for the gap between the... There he stood. A midget with big ears and a wide mouth, carrying an armload of tools. But here's the part that almost blew me away. You thought I'd find Bub dressed up in his cowboy costume? Me too. That's exactly what I'd expected, but that's not what I saw. I saw a girl. No kidding, a monkey girl. She was wearing a short pink dress, a white blouse with fringe on the sleeves, and she had long red hair. She wore lipstick on her mouth and circles of red on her cheeks. What do you call that stuff? Rouge. Yes, she had circles of rouge on her cheeks. For a moment of heartbeats, we stared into each other's eyes. She seemed as shocked to see me as I was to see her. Very shocked. Well, what's a guy supposed to do when he catches a girl monkey stealing tools out of his barn? If this had been Bub in his cowboy outfit, I would have thrashed him on the spot. No questions, no prisoners, no deals, no mercy. But a girl? It took me a moment to find my voice.